This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
And we're switching gears now, aren't we, Rach?
Yes, we are moving in to a very interesting interview now.
We are. We're very excited for this. So through the lens of an outsider, the gay world can seem like a kaleidoscope of colour, fun and frivolity, but underneath lurks shame, heartache and sometimes sadness. The stories in the book we're going to be talking about are of men who have faced their fears and come out of the closet to live full and happy lives. They range from the time when it was illegal to be homosexual during the AIDS epidemic and through to celebrating marriage equality and an increased acceptance in society.
Not only is Anne Considine the author of From Outside the Closet, she's also a fully qualified holistic life coach and mind-body practitioner, a member of the International Institute for Complementary Therapists, a mother, wife, business owner, and volunteer with Thorn Harbour Health, and has a second book in the making. Anne, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is quite an introduction. You have a lot going on.
I've never thought of it all that way. I'm impressed.
We're impressed. There's so many incredible things that we could touch on with your hugely broad experience and skills. But let's start with the book.
Yes.
I think so many of us would consider a woman, would not consider a woman as the typical author of a book about men who love men. What was it that made you decide to share the stories of gay men?
I do agree with you. Middle-aged white woman is not, this is not the normal genre that they would write about. But the difference is that our family is, I suppose, not which, I don't know what a traditional family is these days.
Who
but
does?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We certainly didn't fit the original mould, so we shall we say. So we've got my husband and I, Paul, we have three children and both of our, two boys and a girl, and both of our boys are gay. So that's, I've always wanted to give back to the community and so I decided to volunteer for Thorn Harbour Health. And it was right at the start of, just before the pandemic, before we knew it was going to be one. And I walked into a coffee shop, my local coffee shop, and I know them very well, and I said, oh, I've just, about to start volunteering for Thorn Harbour Health. And one of the girls goes, oh, it was a young girl, she was only about 18 that works there. And she said, oh, what, you know, what do they do? And I said, well, actually, they've rebranded, it used to be,
Victorian AIDS Council.
Victorian AIDS Council, yes, VAC. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, AIDS, yeah. I think I've heard of it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Are you serious? And I just said, do you know what? For a quick rush up, you need to go and see Philadelphia, the movie, have some tissues. But it just made me think, this is unbelievable. So I thought I need to write the book but also give voice to those that may not have had a voice. So I've found 10 different men that were happy to give me their story. And it's also, it's a piece of history as well. And the ages range from the 30s through to late 60s age group. Yeah,
wow.
So a few of the men did survive the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah. So the book we're talking about is From Outside the Closet. And like you said, you spoke to 10 men about their stories. But what was the process like gathering all of the important parts of their lives? Because we all have so many different things that we can bring to the table in relation to this experience.
Yes.
And you're also looking at it from a breadth of time.
Yes. Yeah. Well, so that I could get it right in my head, I'm quite logical when I write. I like a sequence, a timeline. So I broke each of the stories are broken into each the same areas, which is, you know, it starts from the younger years, goes through to the realization, their coming out story, life after coming out, and what they learnt. I just felt that sort of kept it on track. So it didn't matter who it was or what age they were.
Yeah.
And with that, then I just filled in the gaps basically with them. And it was all done through COVID. So
you had plenty of time to work.
Yes, I did. And also that's the beauty of Zoom that we all learnt about.
Mm.
So I was able to, one of the men, Peter, he lives in Sweden. He's Australian, but he lives in Sweden. But it was no problem because we, you know, just did it that way, which wasn't sort of normal before then. Mm.
And did you feel like you had to cut out parts of anyone's story either because they just had so much to tell or because of any explicitries or anything? Was it hard to, like, choose what bits go into the story?
Yeah.
I gave them full ownership.
So they got to choose.
It was not my story. So what I did, I was the conduit to get it on paper. So, and that was my whole reason for doing it. I had the process. I would just sit there chatting and I'd make notes on my computer as I chatted to them. And then I filled out the notes and wrote the stories and then I sent it to them and they edited. Whatever they wanted to put in or take out was totally up to them because I made it very clear, this is your story, not mine.
I think that speaks volumes to the power of you and the stories that you're bringing through in this regard. And I love that respect that you bring to it. Now, stick with us. We're going to keep talking. We're talking about From Outside the Closet with author Anne Considine, and you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
We are chatting this morning with Anne Considine, who is the author of a book called From Outside the Closet, A Story of Men Who Love Men. And Anne, A Story of Stories. In the book, you briefly speak of your own family and your children. And within the first paragraph of that story, you mentioned that your husband's words upon coming home from doing some vic kick with one of your sons, who wasn't as keen on footy as his dad had hoped, said, "That's okay as long as he's not gay." Flash forward, you now have two gay sons. What was it like as a family unit going through the coming out of your two children?
We didn't guess, we didn't pick it, with either of the boys. So it was definitely a surprise, but then afterwards it's like, oh yeah, okay, we see it now. but
I think my parents had the same experience. Yeah. I don't know how they didn't pick it with me. Yeah. Flaming.
For me, it wasn't such a big leap, as in to change the way I think. Believe me, we were shocked. And we still had to come to terms with it. And I do mention that in the book. I do get, when people say, oh, it's no big deal, you know, wouldn't make a difference. I don't think it's not that. It really annoys me because it's like, yeah, but it is something you still have to deal with. And you can't discredit what, whoever is coming out, how they're feeling by, oh, well, you're no different, not no different, but it's not a big deal. Well, it can still be a big deal. And that's another point that I really wanted to get across. Not everyone copes with it as well. So, and neither do the families, even though we just love them.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. They're just the same. They are no different than what they were before. So life did go on, but we still had to make a few mental adjustments.
I feel like that was the same way with my parents as well. Like, I was very much like, it's fine. The only thing is different is I like men, not women. And for me, it was, this is completely cool. This is all it is. And I think I kept trying to force them into that mindset. I didn't give them that space to just have a bit more time with it and find it out, which is why it's nice to be able to talk about how, of course it is, as a family unit. But we have to all respect our pathways we get to together.
Mm. Now, Anne, through all the stories, you said you spoke to people from the age of 30 up to late 60s.
Yes.
How did you find the coming out stories? Were they all still quite similar in terms of how they felt accepted, or did you notice that through time things changed?
Definitely a change as time has gone on compared to the men that, you know, came out in the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Not saying that they weren't, some were still accepted and it was no problem for them as such, but even though some of the younger ones still have had issues with their parents. So, you know what? It's really an individual thing, isn't it? You just don't know. You hope you know your family enough to be safe enough to come out and feel you know, accepted and or just be who you are.
I absolutely love that you put the work in this way to create from outside the closet and actually share people's stories in a different way. I think it speaks to your experience as a life coach for the way you approached it and the way you gave space for people's stories, but also the fact that you're creating a story or a series of stories that are about sharing other people's experiences and bringing your personal experience with your family in a way to share these stories with everyone.
Yeah,
can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do as a life coach?
I've actually never equated life coaching to my book, but you're right. It's you find out the story as a life coach, find out what the story is, and then you you know, work through that in a process like the book has. As far as life coaching, I've probably been doing it for longer than what I have actually been qualified for. Because I was a spiritual counsellor before that, so I have a bit of extra background that I have there to add to my skill set. But with the, you know what, I'm actually writing another book now, yeah. And I just wrote the other day, talk is cheap. It's so cheap.
Yeah.
You need to action whatever you want to do. Mm. You have to action it if you want to move forward. You can talk about it till the gals come home, but unless you actually get your backside off the chair and do something about whatever the issue is,
yeah,
nothing is going to change. And 100%. That's where I come in as a life coach. I help people with those steps or that process to get them through. And it's amazing the little things, the little changes or little habits that they change can totally change your life and just seem richer.
Well, I actually think the generosity of how you approach things and how you do it, it reads through in this interview right now, and also it makes me more excited to read the book for the space that you've created and allowed within it. And we've just gotten a message in from saying, I'm very much looking forward to reading the book. The world needs more people like you, Anne. And I couldn't agree with that more.
And it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know your story and to chat about From Outside the Closet, which is absolutely available now at all good bookshops. We'll also pop a little link through to your website on our social media as well.
We absolutely will. And we were talking before, you're going to pop down to Hares and Hyenas and see about getting the book down there, which here at the Pride Centre.
Brilliant.
Which I think is absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for joining us this morning on Joe Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.